With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Many small businesses waiting for loan approvals have been waiting in limbo amid the partial government shutdown. That's preventing owners from taking steps to grow their businesses, from making much-needed improvements to buying new property.
One business owner I talked to missed out on an incentive fee. He rushed to get all the paperwork done. The seller wants to close. He's out $10,000 because he couldn't close the deal on time.
The Wall Street Journal's Ruth Simon has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. Netflix grew its subscriber base mostly overseas in the fourth quarter, adding 8.8 million paid subscribers. That's up 34% compared with the year earlier period. Revenue growth was less than expected at $4.19 billion, and profit fell to $134 million. Netflix is facing greater competition in the streaming space. Ahead of its earnings report this week, Netflix announced it was raising prices on all of its subscription plans. Children's clothing retailer Gymboree has filed for bankruptcy again and plans to close all of its namesake and Crazy 8 stores. The retailer first sought bankruptcy protection in June of 2017 and was able to slash $900 million in debt. But greater competition, especially from e-commerce, stymied the retailer's efforts to reemerge successfully. Amazon, Alphabet, and Walmart were the biggest corporate spenders on IT, including software, hardware, and telecommunications equipment in 2018. That's according to International Data Corp, which found Amazon spent more than $13.6 billion. The top 10 companies on IDC's list accounted for 7% of the total $1.1 trillion spent by about 4,800 firms. There's a food fight in the cookie aisle between cream-filled chocolate sandwich cookie makers Hydrox and Oreo. The owner of Hydrox alleges that Mondelez, the owner of Oreo, is hiding Hydrox from supermarket shelves. Wall Street Journal reporter Annie Gasparo explains.
This is a major allegation that he's making, and he has taken photos of various shelving in stores to show that Hydrox cookies weren't where they were supposed to be on the shelf. And he thinks that that's the reason that the cookies went from being in about 4,000 grocery stores to now they're just in a couple hundred.
Hydrox has filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. A spokeswoman for Mondelez denied the allegations and said placement of Oreos in stores is due to their popularity. Shelf wars, though, are a real thing, as industry professionals told the Wall Street Journal.
They said that as wild as these allegations of hiding the cookies sound, that really does happen in all kinds of aisles of the grocery store. The people stocking the shelves for these brands are motivated to make sure that they can sell the most, and that kind of competition can occasionally result in these nefarious tactics.
For more on the cookie wars, head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Still to come, small businesses waiting for loan approvals are stuck in limbo. Small businesses haven't been able to get loan approvals during the partial government shutdown, leaving their livelihoods in limbo and forcing some entrepreneurs to resort to desperate measures. Joining me now in our studio with more details is Wall Street Journal senior special writer Ruth Simon. Ruth, this is a problem that has so far delayed an estimated $2 billion in lending, according to Moody's, because the Small Business Administration hasn't been able to approve loans. Have any loans been processed during the partial shutdown? What services have been running and which have been shuttered at the SBA during the shutdown?
So the SBA is providing some basic services such as disaster relief, but when it comes to new loan approvals, that window is closed. So if you are a small business and you've taken out put in all the paperwork for an SBA loan and it's been approved, you can go through and close the loan. But if you didn't get in the door before the government shutdown happened, you're out of luck. You're in a holding pattern.
So you spoke to some entrepreneurs, small business owners who have been living in this kind of limbo. Tell us about some of the people you spoke with and their concerns.
It's very frustrating for these small business owners who want to move forward and grow their businesses. I talked to one woman who owns a childcare center in Atlanta, and because she can't get her SBA loan, she can't refinance some debt that is in the long run less attractive. And even more important, she can't grow her business. She can't build her wheelchair accessible ramp. She can't buy a van that would make it easier for her to attract new students. She can't hire new teachers and add classrooms. That's one example. I also spoke to some business owners who want to go forward with things like buying buildings that would allow them to grow their business. One business owner I talked to missed out on an incentive fee. He rushed to get all the paperwork done. The seller wants to close. He's out $10,000 because he couldn't close the deal on time.
Are there any other options small businesses have been able to take advantage of during the shutdown? Can they obtain financing from banks to cover the gap, for example?
Normally, the people who are going to the SBA for financing, they go there because it's hard for them to get regular bank financing. Some banks are looking at doing bridge loans. Some borrowers are going to higher cost sources of financing, which might be a short-term lender or a private equity fund. But that's really expensive. I talked to one business owner who needed $50,000 in a credit line. He had just opened up his second wine store and restaurant. And to keep it going during the sort of normally slow winter months, he needed that credit. He borrowed $50,000. It's going to cost him more than $20,000 in interest and fees to replace that money. And he just said, I don't have a choice. I need to make payroll. I need to keep my business going. So this is having real costs, both in terms of lost opportunity and also actual financial costs for businesses who can't borrow now.
And right now, as we're speaking, we're about to end a fourth week with no deal in sight for the government shutdown to end. That must be leaving small businesses, as they're struggling to make ends meet right now, also worried about the future.
I think the businesses are very anxious because they don't know when this is going to end. And they're worried about that. Is it going to be the end of January? Is it going to be longer than that? It makes it very hard for them to plan. And some of them, you know, folks who have deals to buy buildings are worried those deals will fall through.
What have you heard from the SBA?
The SBA doesn't have the authority to keep making loans right now because they don't have the money. They're providing these certain basic services. That's part of their emergency plan.
That's Wall Street Journal senior special writer Ruth Simon joining us in our studio. Thank you so much, Ruth.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.